my bus, my country. On the 30th of June, I don't remember the year, the clouds gathered and the ominous thunder threatened storm and rain. Soon it was drip, drop and pour. The first showers, normally most welcome, lashed me lustily as my rickshaw pulled its way to the bus stand. I reached the bus, but there was no way I could get in, even though I had a reserved seat. The passage was blocked airtight, and I do not know whether nowadays passengers are packed like sardines or sardines are packed like passengers. The damned fool in distress was spotted by a noble young man from inside the bus. I think he was my student. And following a desperate rescue operation, I found my coveted seat. I then settled to realize that I was well and truly drenched to the very skin. My poor little hanky did its best to contend, like the government relief work after a flood deluge. I laughed to myself when I saw that the dry neighbor on my right was trying hard to leave a meticulous film of air between his left and my right. On my left was the packed passage. I began to dry from the left. The conductor came when everyone else had conducted themselves. He pushed everyone in the passage further towards the front and admitted another sizable slice of population that is ever ready to be obliged. Then he blew the whistle and the bus started. For me, it was the start of a journey worth my salary for 2 months as I was going back to work after summer vacation. For others, I do not know what it was. Maybe it was equally urgent and unpostponable. Urgent and unpostponable. Otherwise, who is fond of traveling in such a difficult condition? Or maybe everyone is. Anyway, just 436 kilometers and 12 hours, and human life will come back to normal, I thought. But what do you do to my wet? What do I do to my wet clothes? Why is everyone so much hell-bent to travel and travel standing? At least I can't. But why do they allow them to stand in the passage and make life hell for those in the seats? But poor fellows, they are more pitiable than I am. I'm sure some of them will travel from start to finish. Look at that old woman hanging on to the roof rod to loosen his legs, and that old wretch giving in and going threefold, and that village woman with a child wailing for a feed. The driver turned the cassette player full volume on. This is how government equipment works. Have you ever seen a public fan going at any speed other than the highest? The buses and buzzes all the way, with music for some and noise